USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California lawmakers on Thursday approved state-funded guaranteed income to distribute $35 million in monthly cash payments to eligible pregnant people and young adults who recently left foster care. California is the first state to approve such a program, a guaranteed income at the expense of the American taxpayer. Haitian authorities requested the Biden administration to send soldiers to help stabilize the country after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. President Biden on Thursday said he will only send enough troops to bolster security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti. A jury on Thursday found Jared Ramos, the gunman who killed five people at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Maryland in 2018, guilty.
It's a day of closure for the family, and that they got to hear that the person who killed their loved ones has been held criminally responsible.
U.S. prosecutors are seeking five life sentences without the possibility of parole. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
It only sounds like something out of Buckaroo Banzai. U.S. Special Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, but it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
Essentially, we're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older.
SOCOM and Metro Biotech are set to start clinical trials during the 2022 federal fiscal year, which starts October 1st. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Cuban rap singer Pitbull wants America to stand up for his people on the communist island. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as a Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a 2-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is claiming misinformation is a problem in America and the reason we have a high percentage of people deciding not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.